is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, it appears that the utterly and totally debunked wage gap that the feminists continue to rally around refuses to die, even in 2024. Now, whenever you hear a woman or a feminist talk about this, all you have to say is the Equal Pay Act of 1963. I'm pretty sure that when you mention that, they're going to do all sorts of mental gymnastics to try to keep beating this utterly and totally dead horse. This horse, at this point, is a pile of bones, and they continue kicking it. Now, this article that I'm going to share with you was published on the 4th of March. 93% of women struggle with money stress. You know what that's called, ladies? Choice meets consequences. Yes, ladies, this is what I like to call self-inflicted suffering. Key strategies for financial parity. Ah, there's that word again, parity. Oh, gentlemen, this is going to be very enjoyable. Despite young women being more likely to hold a university degree than young men, according to the OECD, achieving gender pay parity remains elusive in America. No, ladies, no. There have been several companies that have actually conducted audits and found out that they were underpaying men. Yeah. So, in actuality, there is a wage gap, but it's men who are getting underpaid. In 2021, full-time working women earned 84% of what their male counterparts earned, signaling a persistent wage gap. While progress has been made in narrowing this gap, significant disparities persist. Once again, there was actually a clip from one Rachel Madcow, and the guy told her, listen, there is no wage gap. If men were able to pay women less than men, then I would hire all women. Once again, going back to what I previously stated, the Equal Pay Act of 1963. No, ladies, it is actually illegal. But, when pressed, will women actually reveal what men they're talking about? Specifically, more than likely, these women want to be paid the same as the CEO of the company. Yeah. No. Women are more likely to avoid their career commitments due to caregiving responsibility, often resulting in the, oh, you're gonna love this, gentleman. Don't be surprised when you start hearing this be echoed throughout society. The quote unquote motherhood penalty. Oh yeah, they keep coming up with new terms to try to do what? Gaslight men into feeling sorry for them. However, we don't live in that environment anymore, ladies. Men have caught on. Men have done the research, and guess what? No. There is no pay gap. There is actually a work gap. And speaking of work, I was driving around early in the morning just to clear my head on something. You know what I saw? I saw a road crew working at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, all men, not a woman to be found. But those are jobs that men are supposed to do. So, ew, no, we don't want to do anything dirty or dangerous. Yeah, but yet at the same time, they want to talk about the utterly debunked wage gap. Get the absolute fuck out of here with that nonsense. Consequently, this contributes to the wage gap that renders women more financially vulnerable compared to men. Oh, you just can't get enough of this. A report by Fidelity Investments revealed that 93% of women experience stress regarding money matters, regardless of their household income level. You know what I'm going to attribute that to? Two words, gentlemen. Two words. Net consumers. That's right, ladies. More than 85% of consuming of products is done by you. Quote unquote, it's not uncommon to feel stress when it comes to finances, so we must support women by providing proven ways to help them combat this feeling. There's the key word, gentlemen, feeling, and build financial confidence, said Sanjiti Morjani, head of tax-exempt markets for Fidelity Investments. Oh yeah, throw more money at women. That way they can continue to consume. That way they can feel like they finally have achieved gender, or should I say, wage parity. The analysis suggests various strategies to achieve gender financial parity, particularly important as many women grapple with financial stress. Taking steps to alleviate this stress can yield positive outcomes. Oh, no, 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 ladies. Oh, no, no, no. You're going to suffer. And guess what? A lot of men, guess what? We're suffering because of this too. Oh yeah, inflation, then you have wholeflation. But you know what men are more likely to do? That's right, we're more likely to think ahead. In a widely shared 2016 article on the Billfold, author Paulette Pershesh emphasized the significance of having a security fund, i.e. thinking ahead, ladies. But no, you don't think that far ahead. You only think about what makes you feel good in the moment. She stressed the importance of having a security fund. She encouraged women to prioritize building savings that could be accessed even outside of emergency situations, referring to it as the F-off fund. No, it's called the fuck you fund. And it's not reserved for emergencies. It's actually reserved as a cushion. That way, if something does happen, i.e. you have a bad job or something like that, you can say, ah, you know what? Fuck this shit, I'm out. Quote unquote, whether the system protects you or fails you, you will be able to take care of yourself, Pershesh told CNBC. Oh, wait a minute. Basically, she's saying, oh, whether the patriarchy protects you or fails you, you should have a fuck you fund. Yeah, that was the story of the woman who actually was taking money from her husband and had a quote unquote escape fund of $47,000, which her husband, when he found out when things went bad, he was utterly pissed. Why? Because he felt betrayed, because his own wife didn't trust him. Even though his wife admitted he never did anything bad to her. Yeah, remember, like CGA always says, when it comes to marriage, the divorce is planned before the marriage. And you have women always telling other women, hey, keep yourself an escape fund. But as men, we don't think like that. We know our resources goes into the family. So once again, is marriage truly worth it for a lot of men? Oh, no, 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 no. But I digress. According to Fidelity Investments, establishing a monthly emergency savings fund can significantly reduce financial stress. You know what else could actually reduce financial stress? Having a good husband or a good man. Oops, you've burned that bridge. Yeah, men of today know when a woman comes around, she's coming for devious reasons. So yeah, trust in men has been eroded. Men do not trust the modern woman. And guess what? Yeah, that also adds to self-inflicted suffering by women. Because guess what? The good men? Oh, no, 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 no. The men who can have left. They are leaving. They're taking their money and going elsewhere. Guess what, ladies? That's all on you. The study indicates that 81% of women without any emergency funds experience a considerable amount of stress. However, this stress decreases significantly once they accumulate 3 months worth of emergency savings, with only 26 reporting high levels of stress. Experts recommend maintaining a reserve equal to 3 to 6 months worth of expenses, especially for individuals who are the sole earners in their families. Additionally, Fidelity Investments suggest that even small increases in retirement savings can have a significant impact on stress levels. The study highlights that nearly 3 in 5 women, 59%, who allocate up to 2% of their household income for retirement experience a fair amount or a lot of stress. Lorna Capusta, head of women and engagement at Fidelity, says that creating a budget with 3 quote-unquote buckets can help. The goal is to put around 50% of your income towards essential expenses, another 15% towards retirement, and around 5% towards emergency funds. The remaining 30% provides room for extra spending. Oh, no, 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 no. That is not going to work. Oh, no, ladies. You're not going to retire. And you're not going to get the retirement plan, which is a relationship. If you are a working woman, it's important to contribute to your 401k and also enable auto-escalating your contributions, to steadily increase the amount of time to combat inflation. Yeah, once again, no. quote unquote, thinking ahead is the key. As the analysis says, more than 7 in 10, 73% of women who only think a few days feel a fair amount or a lot of stress. Once women plan for months ahead, that number drops to less than 4 in 10, 38%. Well, well, well. I find this absolutely thirst-quenching. Why? Well, it's very ironic. Women still want to run around here talking about, we don't need men. We just want your resources. Yeah, men are hoarding their resources. And guess what? The gender pay gap has once again, been thoroughly debunked. All this is, oh, give us more money. That way we can continue to consume without thinking about the future. Guess what, ladies? That environment does not exist anymore. Inflation, wholeflation, all of it. Now, women are getting laid off left and right. Oops, I guess you didn't see that coming, did you? Yeah. A lot of women are out here utterly floundering. They're flopping around like fish on land. And guess what? Hey, you brought it on yourselves. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you have to say, ladies? What do you have to say? Oh, guess what? I think at this point, a lot of men simply don't care. So yeah, hey, you brought this on yourselves. You didn't think this far ahead. Even though a lot of men have told women, hey, you might want to tamp down on your spending. Oh, it's okay. That's right. Society markets damn near everything toward women. However, they thought the good times were going to keep rolling. However, those good times have officially stopped. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. Oh, yeah, ladies. Oh, yeah. The financial suffering for a lot of you has just begun. And a lot of us here, us men, we're here to watch you flounder. And guess what? There will be no life rafts. There will be no lifelines. Guess what, ladies? A lot of you are about to drown. It is what it is. So you better understand this, and you better go ahead and adjust to your new reality and simply accept the fact that the financial power you thought you had is going out. Feminism and the utterly and totally debunked wage gap is going to go out right along with it. Because look, ladies, there are a lot of you who are in dire financial straits. And guess what? The safety net called the man, we're out of here. A lot of men have said, fuck this. We know what you want. You're not looking for relationships. You're looking for financial help. And guess what? They're closing those doors. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.